siyabonga jahelidala Chris Gande ngokusethulela indaba ngolimi lwesingisi. Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle yikudibana emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka-22 ngomabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngomvulo sifuna ukufaka i-constitutional application le-interdict. Interdict yisibopho esiyalisa ubaba uDogora ukuthi i-decision ayenzileyo abantu mhla ka-3 bengayi-implement, especially ama-headmaster leyo pledge.
Inhlanganiso ye-Abameli Human Rights Lawyers Network ithi sisiya emthethwandaba idinga ukumisa uhulumende ukuthi abambe abantwana besikolo ngamandla ukuthi bakhonze iflegi yeZimbabwe.
Sizoyimemezela kakhulu singabantu baseSwazini nabantu banenzansi naseAfrika ukuthi iSADC mayimane isuse uphenyo ukuthi kwenzekalani nangabe ikho uhulumende weZimbabwe ongenzi inguquko ezithize zokutholakala kwaTamara, size sokhona ukwazi ukuthi kwenzekalani.
Osakhulayo olwela amalungelo oluntu kwele Swaziland ophakathi kokwethekelela eZimbabwe uthi uhulumende kumele aqakathekise ukudinga umnumzana iTai Dzamara. Kuwoza Fridays leqembu likaMasikande elamathobanhliziyo lona elilidlalade elitsha. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela emsakazweni kaZulu. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha iAbameli Human Rights Lawyers Network ithi ngomvulo iza kuya emthethwandaba idinga ukumisa uhlelo lukamphathintambo wezemfundo olujonge ukubamba ngamandla abantwana besikolo ukuthi bakhonze iflegi yeZimbabwe. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umqondisi wenhlelo enhlanganisweni yamagqwetha le umnumzana Thine Mukwewa ubike ukuba bathatha leli nyathelo la ngoba osokufuna ukwenziwa nguhulumende kusephula ilungelo labafundi phansi kokumunyethwe yisisekelo sombuso.
Ngomvulo sifuna ukufaka i-constitutional application le-interdict. Interdict yisibopho esiyalisa ubaba uDogora ukuthi i-decision ayenzileyo abantu mhla ka-3 bengayi-implement, especially ama-headmaster leyo pledge.
Umqondisi we-Habakuk Trust umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo ubike ukuba yena kasoze avumele abantwa bakhe ukulandela okufunwa ukwenziwa nguhulumende ethi izikolo, abafundi kunye nababalisi babhekane lenduko ezimbalwa akaboni ukuba lolu hlelo luzanceda ngani.
Ithi okuqakathekileyo yikuthi i-Ministry of Education kufuze ngabe ikhangele ukuthi ingathuthukisa njani ezemfundo. Kodwa sebekhale kakhulu indaba ze-National Pledge. Thina sibona zani i-National Pledge ayisoze incede lutho ukwenza abantwana ukuthi befunde ngcono. Ayisoze ilethe ama-textbooks, asoze ibhadale ama-teacher, asoze yakhe ama-classroom, asoze iyenze abantu bepase.
Unkosikazi Magodonga Mahlango odume ngokulwela amalungelo abantu ekuhlanganiso yehoza ubike ukuba owakhe umntwana anyeke akwenze lokho njalo usehle wazisa umphathisikolo ngoba uhlelo lolu lephula ilungelo lakhe lelomntanakhe elokukhonza.
So isinqumo engisithethileyo mina ukuthi nje le umphathi wesikolo ukuthi khona owami umntwana akasaphatheke lapho engaphatheka ngizasuka yena umphathisikolo ngokwakhe as the first respondent, then imsendandela nge-education officer obulawayo, then uMinister Dogora kanjalo nje ngoba lokho kephula ilungelo lami engunanzelela futhi kakhulukazi ukuthi ipledge leyi ilokuba iyephula isekelo sombuso kwelizwe kaningi kakhulukazi.
umnumzana Thawana Phuma owake waba umphathi isikolo osengumfundisi yena ubike ukuba abantwana besikolo mhlazivulwa bengayi esikolo njalo ngomvulo wonke zingavulwa izikolo abantwana kumele balove idale lomthethwandaba lize limise uhlelo lukadokora
njengomuntu owake waba ngumphathi isikolo nginanzelela ukuthi into esingayenza lapha ukuze sivikele abaphathi isikolo ngoba nabo balayiwe bangabe ngavumelani lakho sizabhadala ischool fees i-tuition fees ukuze kwazakala abantu abethu basesikolo kodwa singabavumeli abantwana baye esikolo ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana bengayenzi ipledge lo mphathi isikolo avikeleke aswele umuntu wokwenza ipledge ngoba abantwana bengeke
Omunye wabazali uReverend Jennifer Gondwe ubike ukuba njengekholo amalungelo akhe adelelwe ngakho njengomzali kavumelani lohlelo lolu
Thina sizange sibebuye bezokhuluma lati besibuza ukuthi babona ukuthi umbono wethu thina lati sithini siyakamukela yini kumbe asukamukeli and then kathesi sebesiya ebantwaneni abangazi lutho abangazwisisiyo ukuthi kutshoni khonoko abakutshoyo ukuthi bapledge abantwana
Abakade besemhlanganweni lo oqoqwe iZimbabwe Christian Alliance imanyene leHabakuk Trust lezakhamizi zakobulawayo bavumelane ukuba sebezathandaza ukuba uhlelo lukahulumende lungaphumeleli ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo ngingunompumelelo moyo
Abakhokheli bomanyano weSADAGI sebekhuthazwe ukuthi basungule uphenyo lokudingisisa ngokunyamalala kukaMnumzana Itai Dzamara. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Linkuthazo ivele komunye wabasakhulayo oyisizalwane sakweSwaziland, uMnumzana Maxwell Dlamini, emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba owenzelwe eMedia Center osekwethekeleleni eZimbabwe enxunswe ngabenhlanganiso yeYouth Forum in Zimbabwe ukuzabonisana phezu kokungenziwa ukumanyanisa inhlanganiso zabontanga emsebenzini wabo wokuguquzela umbuso wenengi emazweni azwekazi leAfrika. UDlamini yena olembali yokubotshwa khona eSwaziland ebotshelwa ukutshengisela ekhonona phezu kombuso wakulelo lizwe ethi kumele inkokheli yeSADAGI le iqakathekise ukudingwa lokuvezwa lapho akhona uDzamara njengalokho okwenzakala ekubulaweni komunye onkokheli yabakubutho kwele lisuthu ngomnyaka ka-2015.
Indaba kaDzamara yindaba esiyibeke phezulu sizoyimemezela kakhulu singabantu baseSwazini nabantu banenzasi naseAfrika ukuthi iSADAGI mayimane isuse uphenyo ukuthi kwenzekalani nangabe ikhawulumente weZimbabwe ongenzi inguquko ezithize zokutholakala kwaDzamara size sokhona ukwazi ukuthi kwenzekalani and siyibonile iSADAGI khona ukuphakamisa icommission eLesotho emva kokuthi kulahleke noma emva kokuthi kushone lo abephethe impi yemasoja khona lena so siyethemba ukuthi neSADAGI inayo ijurisdiction ukuthi ingaliphakamisa uphenyo yakubuka indaba yaDzamara kuza khona kubuyiselwa emndenini wakhe nasekhaya kuba kufamily yakhe
Uthi uDlamini babuhlungu kakhulu ontanga emhlubulweni wonke wangezansi ye-Afrika ngesehlakalo sokunyamalala kukaDzamara.
Njengabantu abasha baseSwazini, njengabantu abasha balapha enzansi ne-Afrika, siyacela ukuthi akhululwe abuyiselwe emndenini wakhe ngokukhulu okushesha ngoba akufanele kulahleke abantu abancane abaconcerned ngokuthi izwe lithuthuka kanjani. Nathi eSwazini nase-Afrika yonke, sizawuhamba simemezele kuwo onke abantu emhlanganeni siphinde senze nemikankatho yokuthi akakhululwe uDzamara nabo bonke abantu abasemajele ababoshelwe zepolitiki nalabo abasemazweni ahambile ekudakuleni ukuthi ababuyiswe emakhaya bazokhona ukuthuthukisa izwe labo liye embili bese siyakhona kusebenzisana sizobantu abasha.
UDlamini ngomunye wabahlukuluziweyo njalo eqhubeka ehlukuluzwa ngoba eveza imbono ephambana leyabasembusweni kunje ebekwa amacala okufuna ukuvukela uhulumende. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930 12080 la ku 15775 kHz. lela konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Indlala iqhubeka ihlasela ngamandla endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe ezigoqela iKariba, lapho okubikwa kule nani eliphezulu labantwana asebecake okwedlulisileyo. Inhlanganiso ye-United Nations yabona ngempilakahle yabantwana i-UNICEF ikhangelelwe ukungenela ngokuphindiweyo kulolu daba ngemva kokwethekelela ezibhedlela kanye lemaklinika eKariba kuliviki. Isakhamuzi seKariba uMnumzana Zebron Masuku uthi abaningi baphila ngokugola ihlanzi abasuke bezithengise.
Ngezulu elinilele lesokungcono kokuthi abantu sebetholathola kancinyane ukuthi umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthola 5 kg, 10 kg, ukwanisa la ukugijima uyedingani impuphu. But ungakhala insuku ezidlulileyo lezi umuntu azithi ungathola idola ugijima uyedinga isinkwa etakshop kumbe esitolo ukuthi wezami ukuthi abantwana bangathola isikafu.
Nxa uthe wazigola kuhle ngelanga uthola ezinganani njalo zikupha malini?
Ngelanga mina njengami ngongamanethi kwameni lakho kwendlala ngile 5 ngiyakwanisa ukuthola engxenye 10 kg, zingiphela $15. So ku-$15 khona plapho ezenza kukhupha khona imali yesikafu. Kuzobuya le mhlanganiso yethu ye-council yakifuna layo lijana khonapho ekupheleni kwenyanga ifuna $30.
Uzithengisa ngaphi inhlanzi lesi?
Kulaba buyayo bezethenga la besiyathengisa, ngikwazi ukuthi bathengisa ngaphi, kodwa hhayi ababuyayo bayabuya sibi ngobuningi babo bezedinga. Abanye bayahlala insonto yonke, abanye abahlala insonto ezimbili belokhu bemelele ukuthi baze bagcwale ngenhlanzi ababa bezifuna.
Yiwo umsebenzi wakho vele uvukela eKariba nsuku zonke?
Ye, yiwo umsebenzi wami vele ngumeleleyo wokugola inhlanzi. Akulo omunye umsebenzi engiwukhangeleleyo ngaphandle kokugola inhlanzi. Njalo ngathi njenge-fishing camp yonke yiwo umsebenzi ovele ukhona. Ngathi umuntu wonke ohlala lapha ongagoli ngamanethi ugola ngathi ngani okokugola sinhlanzi okhane esikwenza emakhaya.
Ithwayini lehuka kuphela?
Ithwayini lehuka, ye. So yiwo nje umuntu wonke olapha e-fishing camp umsebenzi awenzayo.
Ngamanzi asekhona kathesi eKariba khonapho ubona ngani lizathiya okwesikhathi eside lo nyaka?
Hhayi, sizadonsa size sefikele umsizini womnyaka ozayo, kuyabe kungcono sibili.
Ezinye imuli eziphila ngokuthiya ngokugola inhlanzi ongathi zenza njani lazo kudaba lwendlala lapha?
Kakhulu ngakhathi ezifelwakazi yibo abantu abahlupheka kakhulu ngokuthi bagola ngani ngethwayini. So ungakhali ezifelwakazini lapho kule ndlala khona enzima, kuye kuthi kithi thina esingamadoda kube ngcono. Njalo labana ababuya bezesithengisela ngapho ngathi ibhede lakhona lenza $20 ngokuthi singavelela singabantu abangalimiwa simelele ukuthenga into ezibuyayo ezisuka emakhaya.
Umumbo we-$20 lo ligogogo kumbe i-50 kg?
Liyabe liligogogo.
UMnumzana Zebron Masuku isakhamuzi seKariba sixoxela ekhona le eKariba. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela indlala yona ebikwa ihlasela ngamandla elizweni. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abantu emhlabeni jikelele lokhe bekhalela umculi weMelika obedumile uPrince, yena obhubhe izolo ekuseni emzini wakhe esigabeni seMinnesota khonapha eMelika. Imbangela yokufa kwakhe lokhe ingakaziwa. Izakhamizi zeMinnesota zidane okwamagama ngokudlula kukaPrince, yena ongazange athuthe ayehlala kubo Hollywood lapho esedumile njengabanye. Umongameli Idris Deby wakwele Chad sekhethwe ukuthi abuse okwehlandla lesihlanu ngemva kokhetho oluqhutshwe izolo. UDeby unqobe ngesilinganiso esedlula amathuma isithupha ekhulwini, i-61.5%. Ziyaphela eza kwamanye amazwe. Sizwe utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Umbiko wezamalungelo oluntu owethulwe lugatsha lweState Department omnyaka ka-2015 utshengise umkhuba omubi okuncindizela abaphikisayo ikakhulu intatheli zindaba loZulu Mathupha. Indawo zonke zomhlaba kukhanya sekwanda ukubandlulula ukuncindizela kokwethulwa kwembiko. Abaphikisayo bencitshwa ithuba lokwethula imbono yabo, kwesinye isikhathi kubulawa abanye, kutsho umphathintambo wezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe umnumzana John Kerry. Lolu gwalo luveze njalo ukuthi kulabo hulumende bakantando kayiphikiswa abancindizela abaphikisayo, bebethusela, bebabopha, besehluleka lokwenqabela ubudlwangudlwangu obamalwa ecatsha. Ekhuluma ekwethulweni kwalolu gwalo, umnumzana Kerry uthi abanye ohulumende bapha uZulu inkululeko engayisiyo yeqiniso ngoba inkululeko iyinsika yokuthula.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Balandeli benguqo sokwisikhathi seno, imidlalo yeCastle Lager Premier Soccer League iqhubekela phambili ngempelaviki lapho ezikamagebhula ezizabhuqana khona leziqholo zeJwane. Kubika intatheli yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leChicken Inn okuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane ngemva kokunqoba imidlalo enemibili esidlalwe lonyaka lizemukele leHowmine enkundleni eluveve. Iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leLebulawayo City enkundleni eNyamunga, kuthi eleFC Platinum lizemukela eleChapungo ngasemandaba. Ngesonto iqembu leTriangle lizancikilana leqembu leBotha Strikers enkundleni yeGibo, kuthi iqembu leChorocho lizadibana leHighlanders enkundleni eBapa Fields. Ekhuluma phezu kwalomdlalo ukapteni weqembu leHighlanders uFelix Chindungwe uthe lomdlalo uza kuba nzima ngoba uphakathi kwamaqembu abunjwa ngabadlali iningi labo abaphuma edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Even though it's always tricky, you know, they have a design. They have a little one every day. They have a lot of money, they have a lot of money. So it depends on me, and they are going to. Those who I was in the celebrity, they have a disability for us, they have a lot of money. It doesn't mean that.
Kweminye imidlalo ezadlala ngesonto, iqembu leCape United lizadlala leHarare City enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leMutare City Rovers lizemukela iqembu leDynamos, lona eliqhuba nzima kulezi nsuku, njalo kubikwa lilaye umqeqeshi walo uPaulo George Silva ukuba anqobe kuyo yonke imidlalo emithathu elandelayo ukuze aqhubeke lokhu esebenzela leli qembu. Elinye njalo iqembu eliqhuba nzima kumidlalo yalonyaka eleWange lizadibana leqembu elingene lonyaka kusigaba se-PSL elengeze Platinum enkundleni yeColliery. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ku Woza Friday lamhlanje sileqembu likamasikanti elaziwa ngokuthi Mathobanhliziyo, lona elilidlalade elitsha elithiwa Isigqazu. Uyalandisa uBenedict Nhlapo.
Hey, si si zinsizwa siphumale necholocho mangena thina yonyakaza magwalo
leliqembu libunjwe uDavid Ncube insizwa secholocho ngo-2008 aleso skadi lalisabizwa amabalengwe phansi kwaleli gama lethula amadlalade abalisa abenguni wajika umajika lelithi amajaka amahle ngo-2014 lapho elaguquka khona igama lathatha leli elithi amathobanhliziyo kanti ke leli dlalade elithi isinqazu ngelakuqala phansi kwaleli gama uDavid uthi bezwa le ethi isinqazu ihlabusa bahle bathi kube yiyo okwethiwa ngayo leli dlalade
isinqazu siyancoma lapha kushukuthi kahle kahle indoda incoma unkosikazi wayo ukuthi inkosikazi sidala sathandana sesiside lesikhathi sisonke kodwa uhleli nje umuhle inkosikazi wami ungikhumbuza lapha ngale zansuku siqala nje ukubonana ngisaqala ukukweshela yabo iyancoma kahle kahle sincoma abantu besifazayo
leli dlalade lengoma ezilichumi lesithupha zona ke zimumethe inkulumo ezehlukeneyo kulale ethi athethwa kanjani kube lesizothwala umqhele ilahle kulelo lizwe qaphela lezinye kukhona ke le ethi sibuza kuwe esungulwa kubanjwe isigcinci sebhonga usizwe sesibongelela lapha ke bathi bona kabathinteki ngomabona bulawe omabaleka belindiwe
Imina wethu lwane dani shopu bese sasale phesha komfuni kwabaza kwakhuphuzela izise madodana bathusha bashiya basemzini inkunzi evele ngelundo ediphile sinezivele ngomgogodla ukugudla ukudla kunyakaza kwesitimela kangichaza ngoba simshayisa umthe ezidalele zozenyapho isilwane singena zigi indwe mabala
makhulu kamaphupho aleliqembu lifuna ukwaziwa umhlaba wonke lifuna njalo ukuncedisa abaculi abasacathulayo Leli qembu lifisa njalo ukusebenzisa umculo ukufundisa abasakhulayo ngempilo kanti umculo waleli qembu ufundana indlovu uthi lokhu bakwenza ngomculo
sibheka isimo esiphila kuso esingabantu umhlaba wonke jikelele kusemakhaya kusezikolweni kusemsebenzini nalaye sihamba khona nabantu nje siphila yize nasemculweni sicula ngazo zonke lezo zinto lezo esihlangabezana nazo esazi ukuthi into esicula ngayo kube ukuthi nawe mangabe uyilalele ekhaya uzithole nawe uthinteka kuleyo nto leyo
amathuba amahle aphuma enkundleni ngale lapha abazihaya khona begiya ngetalenta labo kanye ledlalade labo Melestro 7 e Johannesburg kwele South Africa ni uBenedict Mhlapho.
Sazis tumane ngoma
Ngamathoba nhliziyo lawo omasikandi behlabela ke kamnandi bekuhlelo lwewoza Friday sesambili isikhathi mthokazi omuhle kodwa asikwazi ukuphuma enkundleni singadlalanga ingoma kaPrince Umuyi yena ophephela izolo siselidlalela enye yenkoma zakhe ezidumileyo uPurple Rain. Ngomuyi uPrince eqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje makalale ngokuthula kwaneleke okwalamhlanje kodwa lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe Live Talk njalo sikhuluma ngendlala olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo lilanje.